Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we got Al Bubba Baker in the studio live. We asked him to stick around for another segment. We're just having so much damn fun that we couldn't ask him to leave. And plus, there's still some ribs left. So I don't want to insult a man and have him walk out of the room while we're still eating his ribs. So Barbecue Bob, take us down that rabbit trail, brother.
Yeah. Okay. A few more stats on Al here. One of two Lion players who have earned Associated Press Defensive Rookie of the Year since 1967.
Wow.
That's kind of a big deal.
That'd be 40 and 17, 57 years.
78 to 82, recorded 75.5 sacks, which stood as a team record until it was broken by Robert Porcher.
Porcher, yeah. Yep.
During the five seasons, the Lions earned three trips to the Pro Bowl. Now you can come out in my country. That's where I was.
Were they in Hawaii
then?
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's where
I went to the Pro Bowl
were.
1 year. I thought I was a broke GI, so that was kind of big money for me.
And it was a
somebody
big
had to clean the seats
me.
Off before the people got there.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a big deal for me too. You know, really.
Yeah, no kidding.
Looking back now, at the age of 61, I mean, now I can look at that and say, okay, fat boy, you did good.
Right.
You know,
you
I'm a kid from
Aloha Stadium. Remember what it looked like?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool to be there.
That was super cool.
Pro Bowl. I mean, who gets to do that?
Right. Playing around with some of your boyhood stars, Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, and, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I coached by Greg, my Coach Landry in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. All those were my boyhood heroes. Jeez. Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Roger Staubach. I mean, jeez. I just felt like they gave me a nice ticket to see a great game. Yeah. Who cared if we really hit anybody back then?
Right. You're not even really a team. You're just a bunch of guys having fun.
It was all about the camaraderie. That's a special fraternity.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah,
I mean, because everybody that's at that level tries to get there, and very few do, right? That's why it's a Pro Bowl, and once you're in, you're in.
It's a ring, too, isn't it?
Let me just share one thing with you before we get back on track. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Remember, you told me to remind you.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl for me was, guys, this is too much fun.
Yeah.
When you said making all that money, the Pro Bowl for me, maybe it was because I was an idiot and just loved to play football, it was a bonus of $2,500.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's how much I got paid.
Blew that in one night in Honolulu.
Yeah, I was in the red. And if you got hurt, your career was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played it for the fun of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All good.
That's cool. So let's talk a little regular barbecue. You grew up in Jacksonville cooking on a pit.
Yeah.
Now, I see you also have a little history doing turkey legs, drumsticks.
Yeah.
Did you do those in Jacksonville?
Well, I actually.
Or did you do whole turkeys?
I did whole turkeys, and then I would do turkey legs. I catered. For the players' wives, they all married pretty girls, same as I did, and they couldn't cook. So I would throw a little bit of everything on and have to tell you my quick story.
They didn't have to cook.
Wait. I got to have clarification. Did you cater to them or for them?
I cater to them and for them.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but I mean, I worked on Tuesdays.
Right.
You know, on Tuesdays I made ribs. Here, just a quick thing.
But still married 35 years, right?
Yeah. I sold a large bone rib sandwich with three bones and two white pieces of bread with barbecue sauce on it for $10. You think I didn't? I made more money in catering on Tuesday than I did playing.
Oh, yeah.
And watch the IRS come after me now for saying that.
Well, that was 15 years ago, so they can't.
Yeah. Actually, it was 35 years.
Okay, better yet.
Yeah.
Bob, tell me about a turkey leg. I can't master that damn thing. It's chewier than hell. When I try to make one, why would you put one of those on there when the rest of the turkey is so much better?
All right, that's great. Because now I'm going to share a cook-off secret with you. Everybody seems to think that if you smoke low and slow is the secret to it. But when you have something like a turkey wing with all that fat that's naturally in the
leg.
Turkey.
He's talking a drumstick.
Yeah. Same thing. Drumstick. Well, I'm talking wing.
Pretty different from a wing, though.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I always cut it off. And I cooked the breast separately. I cooked the leg separately from it. I did go low and slow with the leg, but on the wings, I cooked at 270.
And you took them off.
And I took them off.
Yeah.
I took them off.
Did you tip them? Foil
pan.
Did you tip them? Did you cut the tips off?
Oh, yeah. No. I saved the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I used the tip to smoke things like beans and greens. I used everything. I used the innards. I used the neck. I used the whole thing.
I'm
a Southern guy.
Yeah,
use everything. I was resourceful. But the drumstick leg, I did at 215.
Okay.
I did at 215 in direct heat. Never put it over a fire. I didn't want to be a pit guy. I just thought it was too brutal.
Well, and
I didn't have the makeup for it. So I'm a smoker.
They're also too lean. I mean, that drumsticks, there's not much fat on a turkey leg.
Well, I cheated. It's an old Southern trick.
Brined it?
I would actually brine them. I brine mine in
that's
salt.
That's not cheating. That's just smart.
Yeah, I brine mine in salt, sugar, and then I would take the barbecue sauce, mix it in, and then I added a cap per gallon. I added a cap of white vinegar, and I only did it for 4 hours so it didn't get stringy. And by the way, you know those little strands inside of it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They came out easier if you brined them.
Hmm. Sure.
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever did with the dark meat. I always brine them. I never touched the breast, though.
I prefer dark meat over white meat in the... Maybe you
do too,
Bubba.
Be careful.
But
I'm a guest. When it
comes to turkey legs,
I'm a guest.
So much innuendo in this video.
Thick. I'm not going to let you get
thick
by.
Thick in here. But anyway...
You like the white meat better than the dark meat?
No, it's the other way around.
And you never touched the breast.
Say,
right, right. So
you
anyway...
You guys are both missing out on so much.
But it's just good to know how to cook a turkey leg because I prefer that meat over the breast meat, personally, just because I like the flavor better.
Brine,
really?
Yeah. Brine yours and see how it turned out. You can't go wrong with brining.
So right. If you do smoke a whole turkey, I'll tell you this much. Brine the whole turkey.
Absolutely.
And you should get it fresh. Don't get a butterball necessarily. If you're going to get a butterball or a frozen processed turkey, do not brine it. Just soak it in water.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's already been brined. And you'll double brine it, and you'll end up with turkey jerky.
Okay. Well, I had a guy out of the state of Michigan who was selling turkeys and brought them down. And I got fresh turkeys that were shot on a farm. He would bring up hunters, a guy back here probably about 25 years ago. And then they would donate a certain amount of them, and they would sell a certain amount of them. So I got fresh turkeys.
That sounds like man law.
Now you're a man!
Today's man law. When toasting with beers, you clank with the bottom.
Absolutely. You do it on top. Two
things
can happen. One, you can chip the top, and nobody needs to get cut. The second one is it makes it foam. And what's the purpose?
Yeah.
You're drinking beer, you're not wearing beer, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, so Bubba,
yes.
We were talking in the break a little bit about brisket burger. Tell me why you did that and how.
Well... what we did was on Mondays, the only way that you could recover back then, they didn't have powders and shakes and all this of protein. So what we would do, I came up with this idea, and there was a butcher that helped me process. We simply go buy 10 to 12 pound brisket, trim the deckle. He would trim it for me and then put it through the grinder.
You just ground the deckle.
No, the whole thing, but we trimmed the deckle.
So much fat on it. Yeah.
There was so much fat and blubber on it, so we trimmed it down, ground it up, so you can imagine the size of a bag of 30 pounds of burger.
Right.
And what we did with those burgers was we smoked those burgers on the grill, on the Weber, right, while we were in my actual smoker in direct heat, we were doing the ribs, the turkeys, the turkey leg things for dinner. So can you imagine the amount of meat that we ate on that day?
That had to have a strange texture to it.
No, because you do it faster on the Weber than you did a normal burger because of that fat content in there, because of the top part, because of that lower brisket.
I've had brisket brats, and I always found them to be kind of like little chunks of leather in there.
And faster. Mm. Yep. And they cook. If you go online, if you go to bubbasbonelessribs.com and get ours, cook them on high, not
medium
high.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious, and then pull it over to the side and let the juice just flow and go right back in it.
I'm going to try that.
Oh,
That's pretty ingenious. You just came up with it yourself.
Well, it happened after many, many times, just like most barbecuers, through failure.
Bubba, we're wrapping up the show, going to bring this train to the station, but I wanted to just tell everybody where they can find your products again and where they can find out more information about them.
Okay, well, you can find the products in Myers right here out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah,
okay?
And if you're on the East Coast.
You can go to ShopRite, you can go to Food Lion, but here's a better thing to do. Go to our website, bubbasbonelessribs.com, right, and go to the store locator. Put in your zip code, and it'll tell you what the nearest store is to you.
Awesome. Perfect.
Perfect. All right.
Pleasure to know you, sir.
And the pleasure's mine. Thank you, Bubba. You, Bob. You bet. Thanks, Jop. Thanks for having me, bro.
Bubba, thanks for coming in, man. This was good.
Thank you very much.
Your product is fully endorsed by the Grilling Guys. We got no dog in that race other than it's really good ribs. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Tune in with us each and every weekend. We'll talk with you next week.